Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura or Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be using that just a little bit later in the show to give away two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe just in time for lunch. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is a new spin on old ideas. Each of my guests will provide a new perspective on something we take for granted. My first guest takes matchmaking, an old occupation, and brought it into the 21st century. Increasingly time-starved people are finding it harder and harder to meet that special someone. My guest is Ventura County's own matchmaker with over 1,400 marriages to her credit. We'll discuss changes in relationships in the digital age. My second guest uses new strategy against the British government to defy the law prohibiting to broadcast of rock and roll to teenagers in Great Britain. He and his cohorts worked in the English Channel aboard Radio Caroline, a converted steamship with a giant radio antenna attached. We'll discuss his forthcoming documentary about Radio Caroline, the ship that rocked the world. My third guest is an internet marketing expert who's developed a system to help internet entrepreneurs leap into business. We'll discuss her system contained in her book, Leap, 101 Ways to Grow Your Business. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Julie Furman, is a matchmaking, dating industry consultant, media personality, speaker, writer, and founder of Cupid's Coach. She began the company in December of 2000. Since then, she's helped literally thousands of men and women find romance and meaningful relationships in Ventura County and across the United States. Julie's passion in life is bringing people together. She values above all human connections. She loves touching other people's lives. As Cupid's Coach, she specializes in helping singles make all the important initial connections with the right people. She knows the love business. She has degrees in both psychology and human sexuality. Welcome back to the show, Julie. How are you?
Hey, Billy the Brain. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you for being our guest, and you are quite the media personality. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I want to start with this new trend that I'm seeing. There's a television commercial on right now for an online dating service. And it states that one out of every five relationships now starts online. And that's always struck me as an interesting statistic. First of all, is it true? And then second of all, how have relationships changed in the digital age?
Well, I don't know that it's not true. It seems about right to me. One out of five couples that gets together found each other online one
Wow.
way or the other.
Wow.
Seems about right to me.
I mean, that's amazing. So why this shift? I mean, this is the new digital age. Is this the new reality that we're facing in the singles world?
Well, it really is. What happens is, in every area of life, if you are experiencing a challenge and you need to solve it, you go online. If your sink is backed up, well, guess what? You go online and find a plumber. We're not reaching for the yellow pages as much anymore. We're going straight to the digital, you know, going right on to Google to see what we can find. And so if you look up on Google and you look up dating Los Angeles or dating Ventura County or matchmaking Los Angeles, you're going to find options. And so it'll start there. And so somebody might end up on a match.com page, or they might end up with eHarmony, or they might end up on a Cupid's Coach page, and then they're going to start the process. So it's very common, I think, that people are looking for solutions quickly. They go online to find it, and we're basically a shortcut to relationships, so they'll end up in our world.
All right. Now, you're not trying to equate fixing your plumbing with relationships. There's no correlation there, right?
let me think. I could see some similarities.
Let the innuendo go, Julie. My guest is Julie Furman. So Talk to us then about how relationships have really changed in the digital age, particularly how has the digital age impacted the beginning of a relationship, how you meet, how you get together, that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked it, because it's really become a problem. You know, our communication devices, they're meant to help us communicate, and they've really gotten in the way. At Cupid's Coach, what we basically do right now is we provide concierge service for the first dates, because what we found is that the BlackBerries and the iPhones were actually keeping people from making that first date happen easily. Let's say you meet somebody on Match or wherever you meet them, and you go and Google them, and then you see, maybe you find them on Facebook, and then you go on their Facebook page, and you start seeing photos of their other friends, and you start making some real quick decisions and judgments about that person. And sometimes, like in our world, we don't really want to reveal age necessarily. I've got a wonderful lady in her 60s who's in Ojai. I absolutely love her, and she looks great, and she wants to date a younger guy. So if the first thing he finds out about her is her age, she might lose the opportunity to have that first date.
That's interesting, and you bring up an interesting point with the use of Facebook and that sort of thing to gather background. What about checking references? I see now on television there's some ads for internet sites that do references and check backgrounds on people. Is that a good idea when you're first meeting somebody for the first time, especially on the internet?
Well, I think it's not a bad idea. If you're meeting somebody through online dating and you really don't know who this person is, if you can get a quick background check done and all of a sudden you find out that this person is, a serial killer or they've got, a sex crime history, well, run the other way.
Well, without a doubt. And it's interesting that you should say that, because there's a relevant news story in today's newspaper about a local resident who bilked a woman of $225,000. His name is Donald Lutkin, and he met this woman back in Chicago. She's an heiress. Marietta Egan is her name. And he bilked her out of that money because he met her on Match.com. And obviously, she didn't do the background check she needed to do, did she?
Yep. Yeah. At Cupid's Coach, we installed background check processes a couple years ago, and I'm so glad that we do it, because very rarely do we find anything. People, if they're going to really, if they're really a bad guy, they're probably not going to sit in our office in Westlake Village and go through the interview process and give me their social security number and all of that. So just the process of meeting with the matchmaker will often keep the bad guys out. But if you're doing online dating, yes, you need to protect yourself. If you're in an agency like Cupid's Coach, then absolutely not. Don't worry about it. We've already done that checking for you.
Now, that's great. My guest is Julie Furman. She's the CEO of Cupid's Coach. And Julie, talk to me about then, once the relationship has started, how has technology, how's the digital age impacted the way that couples communicate in the earlier stages of their relationship?
Boy, I'll tell you, text messaging is getting people in a lot of trouble.
How so?
Well, if it's a first date, I don't know, you're probably a gentleman. I know where you went to high school. You were raised properly. You probably wouldn't think to text someone a first date invitation. Now, I know you're married and you're not dating, but you wouldn't do it, would you?
No, not at all. It wouldn't even occur to me.
Well, there are men who are doing that. There are men who are basically texting a message to someone saying, hey, you want to come hang out? Well, that might be fine if you're 22 and you're in college.
Right.
But if you're 45 and you want a woman to really give you the time of day, I wouldn't recommend texting it.
All right. But there's so much convenience to texting. I mean, especially with all of the digital clutter that's out there. I mean, doesn't texting, it goes right to the person, it cuts right to the heart of the matter. How would you suggest doing that in a more professional or at least a more debonair way?
One of the really smart things to do is when you're first getting to know somebody, find out how they like their communication. Just find a way to say, oh, it's great to be in touch, or if you've had a first date, say, how would you like to communicate? You know, are you a texter? Do you like voicemails? Do you like emails? What we should all know is that how we like to get our communication isn't necessarily the way the person sitting across the table from us likes to get theirs. So you want to communicate with them in a way that they can hear you and the way that they're going to receive your communication in a positive way. I know people that get really aggravated if somebody text them or sends an email as opposed to calling. How about the breakup, Billy? Should we talk about...
Well, I was going to go to the breakup. Let's go. But before we go there, I want to talk to you about one other thing, and that's sort of digital stalking. You know, with Foursquare, which is a combination of Twitter and a geosynchronous locational thing, are you discovering that there's more and more stalking that is available, or opportunities for stalking that are available because of the digital world?
Yes, and it's creeping some people out.
I can only imagine.
You know, it's a little bit uncomfortable when somebody knows where you are and how you got there, and, you know, if they've done that type of background check, even if it's just going to the person's Facebook page and then making comments about it, and they think, ooh, he went to my Facebook page? He's stalking me. What's wrong with this guy?
Well, certainly something to think about in the digital age. My guest is Julie Furman. And Julie, you brought up breakups, and I think that there's an amusing commercial on television right now. It's for a telephone company. It shows a man and a woman sitting in a restaurant, and she texts him, and he looks at his device, and he says, you're breaking up with me? And she says, oh, don't worry. And he goes, why? Because I've got this unlimited text plan. And it goes on, and she not only does she text him, but she sends him an email and a voicemail, all because it's free on her service. I find it amusing that even piques my interest, because this is the digital age. I think that there probably are breakups that happen like that. Am I wrong?
Unfortunately, they are happening more and more this way, and I get complaints about it all the time.
Oh, I can imagine. So what is the proper protocol, if you will, for breaking up in the digital age? Is it still the old-fashioned face-to-face is the best way to do it?
It depends on the level of the relationship. I kind of look at it this way. Once you've been intimate with each other, you absolutely, positively need to have a face-to-face breakup. If you haven't quite been intimate but you had some hanky-panky, then at least a phone call. If you've seen each other several times, I think a phone call is appropriate, or an in-person. If you've only seen each other once and, you know, you want to give the Dear John message, I think it's better to do by email or by voicemail than it is by text. I think the worst, absolute worst way to break up with somebody is by instant message.
All right. My guest is Julie Furman, the CEO of Cupid's Coach. Julie, you know, you are experienced much more in the dating world than I am with your position at Cupid's Coach and so forth. But what sort of faux pas are you seeing people make in the digital age? I mean, are there examples of couples going to dinner and literally sitting across the table and texting one another?
Only for fun. I've seen that, you know, it's been comical and it's been fun. But I'll tell you, the biggest mistake I'm seeing people make is that we're all so darned attached to these things that we can't turn them off, and we don't turn them off. And if you're one of those people that constantly checks your phone every time there's an email message or a text message that comes in, if you're on a date, turn the darn thing off.
All right. Sound advice, Julie. Sound advice. But what other some of the other faux pas that you've seen that might amuse my listeners?
Let's see. Sharing Facebook pages and sharing too much about your life with someone else that you're just getting to know. And sometimes it's just too much information, because they're going to jump to a quick conclusion. My suggestion for dating these days is take it back a couple of generations and sit across from this person, give them your undivided attention, and just leave those communication devices out of the picture altogether. And if people could do that and actually have old-fashioned dates, they would be much, much more effective than what's going on right now with these 20-minute coffee dates and everybody's constantly on their phones talking to someone else when they're supposed to be giving this new person their full attention.
All right. My guest is Julie Furman. Now, Julie, once you get beyond the dating and get into a relationship and even married, you're married right now. You've got a husband. You've got children. How important is digital communication becoming in your relationships, not only with your husband but also with your children? I mean, do you text the children to come to dinner?
Yes, we often do. You know, they're on the other side of the house. We'll text them, dinner's ready. And it's actually been really wonderful. There's some wonderful parts about these communication devices. It enables us to stay in touch quickly with each other and, you know, be there in 10 minutes. You know, that kind of thing is really, really helpful. But you don't want to send a text message that says, I'm really mad at you because of, no.
Something that serious probably deserves a face-to-face conversation.
It causes to be awfully lazy.
Okay, well, that's a good way of looking at it. Now, Julie, I want to take it back a step and sort of look at the whole dating and relationship scene right now and ask you a question. Is male chivalry dead? I mean, or has it been replaced by some sort of new form of male-female relationship?
Male chivalry is definitely not dead, and it is very much appreciated by women in today's culture. I just had coaching calls with my two clients this morning who are dating each other, and she told me how delighted she was that he was such a traditional man. He won't let her pay for anything. She has to try to find a way to, you know, bring a picnic basket to a park or something so that she can contribute. And she really likes that he's an old-fashioned gentleman. He walks on the dangerous side of the street. He makes sure she gets to her car. He always calls her, you know, or says, you know, call me or text me when you get home so I know you got there safely. He is one of the most chivalrous guys I know, and he's probably one of my favorite clients.
And does that makes him stand out from the crowd. Would it be good advice to tell other men, hey, if you want to really stand out from the crowd now, be chivalrous, because that will make you stand above the rest.
Let me tell you something. It never hurts.
It never hurts. All right. My guest is Julie Furman. And Julie, this isn't your first rodeo when it comes to media appearances. You were selected for a reality TV show titled Match Off. And most recently, you were on Dr. Phil. Give us an update. What was your appearance on Dr. Phil like?
Oh, it's so much fun with Dr. Phil. There was a series called The Dr. Phil Housewives, and they just said goodbye to the housewives this week. And so right on the Dr. Phil website, you can see one of our yoga dates that we did with the lady Gloria, who we were working with. So Dr. Phil hired me to basically work directly with two of the women on the Housewives show who were single and going through the sometimes agonizing process of dating.
Oh, yoga dates. I want to hit the pause button and go back. What is a yoga date for those of us that are married and so out of it we don't know?
This was so fun. Okay, because the lady we were working with is real quick to make judgments about people based on what they look like, and she's got a real tough, fussy factor. You know, he's got to be this, that, he's got to be tall. She's got this picture in her mind of who the perfect person is. And of course, she's never met that person, but she continues to think that if the guy who shows up on the date doesn't fit her pictures, he can't be right. So I did the date completely reversed. I made it a yoga date. It was over at Yoga Works in Thousand Oaks, great yoga studio. And we started with the yoga teacher, and I would not let them see each other. I started them off back to back. And so they had a chance to really be moving together under the direction of the yoga instructor for about 15 or 20 minutes before the reveal, where they actually opened their eyes and saw each other. The purpose of it was to get her to open her heart up first before she instantly closed her mind based on whatever the visuals would be.
Wow, that is incredible. Well, Julie, let's take it back a step and explain to me how your service works. I mean, that's a fascinating idea that you had, especially with the idea of the reveal. Talk to me about your service. How does it work? What makes it different from other competing services that might be out there?
Sure. Well, what's most important with anybody in Ventura County or anybody who's listening is that we want everyone who's single and available for dating, interested in relationship, to be registered with us. So they can just visit cupidscoach.com, click on register, and that begins the process of us finding out who they are. The people who want us working proactively for them or are considering it, they come out and meet with us personally, and we figure it out together. Should they spend the money to become a client or not? Should it be my agency or another one? I'm affiliated and very closely connected with matchmakers all over the city, the state, the country, and the world.
Wow.
One of our dates that's happening today is with our female client who literally is coming in from Hong Kong to meet two gentlemen here in Los Angeles.
Wow. How interesting.
Yeah, the world is shrinking. I'm
it
telling
is.
You what. We had a date in Toronto last week. We had a couple of dates in Boston. We had another one in Chicago because Cupid's Coach is connected with a national company called eLove, and we basically have offices in 54 locations around the country.
Oh, that is fascinating. My guest has been Julie Furman, the CEO of Cupid's Coach. Julie, if people are interested by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, maybe they want to learn more about texting and dating, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can shoot me an email. I'm Julie@CupidsCoach.com, or just visit the website, Cupid's Coach. It's CUPIDS. There's an S in there, COACH.com, and click on register, and that begins the discussion, and I watch every single registration that comes in on the website.
That is great. CupidsCoach.com. My guest has been Julie Furman. Julie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to be with us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks.